This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how sometimes we can put our own spin on fulfilling God's will. In this series, we're talking about embracing God's will and sometimes how we might miss the mark. King Saul's life is a good example of this. One day, Saul was given specific instructions from God to go and destroy the Amalekites. The Amalekites were being killed because of their opposition to the Israelites when they came from Egypt. Saul was instructed to kill the entire nation, to include their cattle, sheep, camels, donkeys, everything. Now, Saul mobilized his army of 200,000 and slaughtered the Amalekites, but he spared the king and kept all the cattle and everything else he liked. God instructed Saul to destroy everything, which included the king and all the cattle. When Samuel, the prophet, questioned Saul about it, he said, "I did obey the Lord." In fact, he intended to sacrifice the cattle before the Lord. But God didn't ask Saul to sacrifice. He asked him to obey. Partial obedience is not obedience. Saul fulfilled part of God's will and put his spin on the rest. How often do we do that? We fulfill part of what God is asking us to do and then try to overcompensate in another area. If that might be you today, let these words inspire you, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. Hebrews 10:36. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, avoid putting your own spin on God's will and just embrace it.